Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of April 2017, and this is the 560th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm a little bit tired today because I went to the writer's cave last night and worked. I think it's because of that. Not only did I work on screen until about 8:30 or 9, actually probably later because I came home and did some more, but also because I made myself a cup of proper tannin tea while I was at the writer's cave, and I went to bed and my eyes were glued open. It felt like hours and hours. I'm sure it wasn't, but I did wake up feeling a little tired this morning. When I say I worked at the writer's cave, I know that in yesterday's podcast I was saying how I really liked working on a scene when I'm in that company. It feels as if it's that scene writing is most productive under those conditions. But I had rather a short time after talking to you and uploading. I had a Skype session with my sister, which went on for much longer than it usually does, mainly because we haven't spoken to each other properly for a while. We've both been travelling, and so there was a bit of catch-up to do, and it was important to do that. My sister had been on a visit to my aunt, or our aunt, who is... Well, she was younger than my mother, but not very much, and so it's a precious time to go and visit her. But this particular aunt is very good at telling stories, and had been regaling my sister with stories from her mother's past told by an under-nursery maid. And my sister, in turn, has a very good way of telling stories. So I was listening to stories, and they were, well, they're important sort of I guess those stories are often what glue families together. And I'm so aware that we didn't hear a lot of stories from our mother, and that it's lovely to have some of these from our aunt, even though I'm a long way away. I feel as if I benefited greatly from my sister's visit to my aunt. So that meant that I didn't have time to think about a scene that I might write for my novel. And so instead I was writing notes and diagrams and asking myself more and more questions, and I can feel, well, today particularly, I could feel myself going into that, oh my God, this is all far too difficult, I don't think I can do this, and then wanting to run away and do jigsaws and things, and I most emphatically don't want to go there. I've had a really good run of not feeling like that. So I'm going to need to come up with some tactic really quickly to stop myself going down that track. I really had to pull myself up because the last couple of hours I've been online looking at articles, academic articles, mainly on Turkey in the First and Second World War and denazification, and there were a couple of good things on, especially on Turkey, but not worth me putting that amount of time in for something that is background at the moment. And of course, the story is much more important than the background. And although I'm often inspired by historical material. I mean, historical material can often suggest plot points. And I also want whatever I write to be containable within that historical period. But that's not the same as this was an escapist move, and it is much more important that I get the story right, and then if it doesn't work, then I need to tweak the story, rather than not have a story and hope that it'll fall into place if I read enough articles. So that's been a little bit frustrating, but I'm about to go for a walk and maybe that'll breeze some fresh air through my poor, tired brain. I do hope that you've had a good day that's been productive and that you haven't found yourself going down rabbit holes, unless they've been extremely pleasurable. I think rabbit holes are great places to disappear into if the journey is really, really enjoyable, but not as an escape, not as a sort of mindless escape, I think is what I mean. If it's an intentional escape, that is quite different. I'm going to get myself prepared for a quick Skype with my sister. I've got a drink that the kettle has just boiled. So I'm going to get myself a drink and do that. But meanwhile, thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.